Hello again. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Matthew chapter 4, verses 5 through 7. Matthew 4, verses 5 through 7. The scripture goes on and says, "Then the devil took Jesus to the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, 'If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, He will command His angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against the stone.' Jesus said to him, 'Again it is written, You shall not put the Lord your God to the test.'" Now, Satan's trying to tempt Jesus in the wilderness now, and he's come to him, as we saw last Friday, and says, "Hey, take these stones and turn them to bread." And Jesus says, "No, the word of God says, man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. I'm going to obey the Father and not listen to you." So Satan comes now, and he starts quoting scripture. He takes him to the high point of the pinnacle of the temple and says, "Just throw yourself down. The scripture says that he won't let you get hurt. His angels will guard you, and your foot won't strike against a stone." Jesus says again, "You're not supposed to put the Lord to a test." Where Satan was quoting from, by the way, was Psalm 91, verses 11 and 12. Listen to Psalm 91, verses 11 and 12. It says, "For he'll command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. On their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone." So, man, that sounds really good. Maybe Satan was right, huh? Because he's quoting the scripture, and it sounds like you'll never be harmed. Listen, now we need to learn today. That's what today's challenge is all about. We're going to look at the full context of where these verses are in the Bible. A lot of people out there love to do what Satan does and take a verse of scripture and twist it to make it fit what they want it to say. But when you do that and take it out of the context, you change the meaning of the whole passage. Whenever you study a passage of scripture, or a preacher tells you this is what the Bible says, check it against the whole context of where it's being used and how it's being used. Let's listen to Psalm 91. It says, "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and buckler. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only look with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, the Most High, who is my refuge, no evil shall be allowed to befall you, no plague come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. On their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent you will trample underfoot. Because he holds fast to me in love, I will deliver him. I will protect him because he knows my name. When he calls to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation." Yes, the scripture does say that God will protect us, and he's promised protection, but not if we jump off buildings. You see, there's a difference between believing the promises of God that he will give us protection. Now, again, using the whole of scripture, we see that doesn't mean we won't have trouble. Jesus said, in this world, you're going to have trouble. The Bible in the Psalm 23 talks about how he guides us in the shadow of death, in the presence of our enemies. There's going to be a hardship in this life. Men and women of faith in the book of Hebrews, some lived, some died, some were tortured. Others received their children back from the dead. Sometimes God does miracles in the process, and sometimes we experience passing from this life to the next. Folks, hear what the scripture says. The whole of scripture says, God will be your protection. He will show his salvation to you. That's the ultimate protection. You see, the thing is this, in this whole context, he's talking about the end. He's talking to the nation of Israel and what he's going to do and how their enemies are all going to fall by the wayside. They're going to watch it from afar. And here's the deal. When we trust Jesus as our Savior, we are ultimately and finally secure because salvation has been given to us. And when it is all said and done and the judgment comes on the world, we will be spared because we are his children. The context of Psalm 91 is his salvation and the protection that comes from that, delivered from the evil one. I hope you understand today that we need to look at the full context and don't take passages out of context. Satan did that. You don't want to be like him. Look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.